بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We are still studying the chapter that deals with jihad in our series on عمدة الأحكام. And hadith number 402, hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'di, may Allah be pleased with him. Who would read it for us? Yes, the brother at the end.
Narrated Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'di, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to be in watch for one day in Allah's cause is better than the world and whatever is on its surface. And a place in paradise of one's rib is better than the world and whatever is on its surface. And a morning on a evening's journey which a slave travels in Allah's cause is better than the world and whatever is on its surface.
So this hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'di, may Allah be pleased with him, highlights the importance of not only jihad, but also to anticipate and to watch in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because we have two types, either actual combat, actual fighting, or guarding in the cause of Allah. And this is usually taking place at the borders. When you have the army here and the army there, there's no combat, they're waiting, they're anticipating, but nothing happens. Maybe it takes one day, a week, a month, a year, and they are anticipating at the borders. This is for the cause of Allah. Then the Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, one, to be in watch for one day in Allah's cause is better than the world and whatever is on its surface. Now, if you contemplate and ponder on this, you would blow your mind away. Why? The Prophet says, alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining that the place in paradise of one's whip is better than the world and whatever is on its surface. A whip that you use for your camels or for your ride, you will have one in paradise. But are you using it to beat someone with it? No. It's part of the luxury of paradise. And everything that is in paradise does not share anything which we have except the name. So in paradise there is gold. In this life we have gold. Is there any similarity? None whatsoever. To the extent that a whip, which is something that has no value, the Prophet says that the whip in paradise is the place where it's put on the floor or on the ground is more valuable and better and more beautiful than the whole earth and what's on the surface of that earth. To that extent, so it has no resemblance to what we know. It's something that we cannot imagine. In paradise, Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared for His servants what no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, and it did not cross anyone's heart. Never. Therefore, the Prophet is telling us, as-salam, that this, what you would be watching and guarding for one day only, it is better than the whole of earth. Why? Because the reward is in paradise. And look what the reward of a whip is equivalent to. And not only that, the Prophet is telling us, alayhi salam, that al-ghudwa wal-rawha. What is that? Al-ghudwa is translated here roughly an evening's travel. So this is ghudwa, or an evening travel. This is rawha. This short period of time, 2 hours, 3 hours, also the Prophet tells us, alayhi salam, when you do it for the sake of Allah, when it is in jihad, it is better than the whole world and what's on earth. Why? Because this is in the cause of Allah, and jihad has the highest level of good deeds. As we will come, inshallah, to mention afterwards, the Prophet said in the hadith that jihad is the top of religion, dhurwatu sanam, the sanam of a camel, the hump on a camel's back. It is the highest thing. So the Prophet is telling us that jihad is the hump of the whole of Islam. It's the top. Without it, Islam would be weak, the Muslims would be humiliated, and nothing would happen in accordance to the Quran and Sunnah because there is no jihad. Moving on to the following hadith, hadith number 403. Yes, Akhi.
Narrated Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah guarantees him who goes out in his cause and whose motivation for going out is nothing but jihad in my cause, believing in me and believing in my messenger, I guarantee him that I will admit him into paradise if martyred, or bring him back to his dwelling place that he came out from with what he gains of reward and booty.
Okay, now this hadith highlights a guarantee. And this guarantee is from Allah Azza wa Jal. What is this guarantee? Allah Azza wa Jal guarantees for those who go out of their homes for the sake of Allah and nothing else, that Allah Azza wa Jal either would give them paradise or would return them back to their home or an addition with the booty of the war. Because this is one of the three cases. Either you die as a martyr and you end up in paradise, end of story, or you come back without any booty, without any wealth, but you come back with the reward. And this doesn't mean that you come back safe. Maybe you're injured, maybe you have sustained something that is permanent in battle, but the same thing, that you are rewarded in paradise, or Allah would return you back with some of the booty of the war. And this is why a lot of the scholars differed in regards of mixed intentions. If someone goes for jihad, knowing that he will gain some financial means, is this permissible or not? It's an issue of dispute. If the main intention was for worldly matters, then this is not for the sake of Allah. But if the main intention is for the sake of Allah and knowing that this would result and come out of it, this is permissible. Example, person goes to Hajj. What is your reason for going to Hajj? I'm going there simply to gain something of this world. I don't have intention for Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you're sinful. A person goes to Hajj, but he has the intention of trading as well. Yet his main intention is for Hajj. Then this other intention is a benefit and a gift from Allah. Allah says in the Quran, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. And this is in Hajj. There is nothing wrong in you trading and seeking Allah's grace over you through trading during Hajj. There is no problem in that. Now the intention is very important. The Prophet said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, the first to be thrown into hell on the Day of Judgment are a martyr, a knowledgeable person, and someone who spent his money in the cause of charity. And all of them, when Allah shows them his favors and blessing upon them and asks them, what did you do? The martyr says, I fought in your cause, O Allah. And Allah says, you're a liar. You fought so that people would say you're brave. Take him to hell. Likewise, a man asks the Prophet about the types of jihad. So I fight so that people are acknowledging me as being brave. I fight because all of my people are fighting, so I'm with them. And it's called hamiyya, it's called in Arabic. Because they're fighting, I'm fighting with them. Not that I'm brave, not that I love the cause, but I cannot be left behind. A person fights for al-maghnam, the money. There is booty of war. I can get me 3 tanks, or I get this or that. Money. Who is it in the cause of Allah? And the Prophet said, whoever fights so that the word of Allah is superior, then he is in the cause of Allah. All of these three are not in the cause of Allah. So this hadith highlights that Allah guarantees for those who go and fight for the sake of Allah, Allah guarantees paradise for them if they're martyred. Or if they go back, they have the reward waiting for them in paradise, or at least they will go back again with some of the booty and the treasures they get from and through this war. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and we, inshallah, be right back.